Hi, my name's Jen. I'm a certified science teacher teaching inside the walls of a prison. While most teachers have the world connected to their fingertips, I teach in a disconnected world. This podcast describes how I manage the lack of connection and how I have managed to engage my students through a dummy connection. In this episode, we will look at some software applications that have installed on my standalone computer. These applications are engaging, they bring new life to my classroom, and they allowed my students to feel connected to different concepts and topics and really bring an interactive component to my classroom. Anytime I see a software that works with interactive whiteboards or seems that it will have some level of interactivity, my interest is immediately perked because I know that that's something my students are craving. While there are many types of software out there, I will just cover a few of my favorites. One of my favorites is actually called Interactive Whiteboard Software. It's made by Daydream Education, which is actually out of the United Kingdom, I believe. I know they have math. I've definitely worked with science. And these are a bunch of interactive whiteboard charts, very colorful. Sometimes there's videos. Each chart has a worksheet that works with it. I can hide text, I can hide pictures, I can slowly tap certain things on my interactive whiteboard and make them come alive. Overall, this is still one of my go-to softwares, and I've probably had the software installed on my standalone computer in my classroom, I'm going to say for 5 or 6 years. Another great piece of software that I have installed is called Virtual Experiments. Now, as a science teacher in a prison, another obstacle that I have is glass. We can't have glass. We can't have any sharp objects. So sometimes when I'm describing the experimental process or when I'm covering certain topics like electrical circuits, it's hard to mimic that in a classroom. Virtual Experiments has these types of interactive experiments, if you will, on their platform. There's usually an introduction, there's an experiment, and there's kind of an enriching part of the experiment. They do not come with worksheets. I have made the worksheets myself, making the students go through all the different steps of the experiment, but it is a great learning tool because you're able to manipulate different parts of the experiment and see how changing certain parts of an experiment affects your results. Lastly, the last, I guess I would call it a piece of software that I would like to discuss is it's made by the University of Colorado. It's called FET Simulations, and it primarily is math and science-based, and these are simulations that they have available online. You can download them to your USB stick and go ahead and install them on your computer. You're also able to download teacher resources, worksheets, assessments. There's many different levels of worksheets that teachers can upload. It's kind of like an open source style format where if you have something good, you can upload it and it's there for others to use. These are amazing simulations where you are able, just like with the virtual experiments, to manipulate different parts of a simulation and see the effects of those manipulations. Great, great resource. They keep adding more simulations every time I log back into their website. I would highly recommend everybody looking at those. I want to thank you for listening to my mini podcast series. This is my first run at a podcast series, so I hope you found it enjoyable. Again, I will share all resources below, and I will also share my Weebly portfolio page where I have additional resources available. Thanks for listening, and I hope everyone feels connected.